right here on Fan Cave Radio. We got our third guest of the year. We're joined now by Michael Barron of MetsBlog.com and MLB.com. Michael, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me. I appreciate you having me on.
Of course. We all want to know how you kind of got involved working in baseball and more specifically working for MetsBlog.
Well, you know, when I was younger, when I was in high school and college, I started taking my camera to ball games. And I was a season ticket holder with the Mets for going back to 85, 86 in there. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, once the digital camera age, you know, once we reached the digital camera age, I got myself a digital camera. I took the camera and started taking pictures. And I started then using mediums like Flickr and things like that. And, you know, it sort of gained some momentum in those early years. I mean, the Mets were terrible, you know, in 2002, 2003.
Yeah, so really terrible.
And, you know, it was really, you know, social media was, you know, Flickr is really a part of social media. And it was in its infancy during that time. So, you know, it was hard to gain exposure, and that really wasn't my aim anyway. You know, I honestly took pictures just so I could have it on my screensaver on the computer. To this day, I have thousands just circulated on my desktop background.
That's awesome.
On my screensaver. And that was really, it's still my intent to a degree. Once, you know, I started working, and I was able to afford a better camera. You know, the picture quality got better. And, you know, then, you know, Flickr started gaining some momentum, and, you know, I started getting some pretty good feedback. You know, so, you know, people started using them for their own purposes. And, you know, I met Matt Cerrone in just after the 2008 season. I'd been a reader of Mets Blog for a couple of years at that point. And at that time, he said, how would you like to come, you know, write for me? And, you know, we can use your pictures and everything. And I said, well, at the time, I didn't want to write. You know,
right.
I said, I'm not a writer. I'm a computer guy.
That's how we feel. We don't want to write. We want to tweet. We want to Instagram.
140 right. characters.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I want to be quick and to the point. But I said, I have no business writing anything. You know, I babble and I write way too much. You know, I'm just your classic like college student writer where they tell you to write, you know, X amount of pages.
Right.
So, then, you know, the dialogue continued, and, you know, we met finally, I think it was either at spring training or just after opening day when City Field opened in 2009. And he asked again, he said, I really want you to write.
Seems like he wanted you.
Yeah. And I said, I don't want to write. I said, I just want to take pictures. I'm glad to, you know, if you want, you know, we came up with an arrangement to go on the field, take pictures, and they'd use them for SNY and Mets Blog.
Cool.
And sure enough, you know, I fell into his trap and I started writing.
There you go.
Yeah. And, you know, here we are today. It's been 5 years. You know, it's been a very rewarding and humbling experience, to say the least. You know, I couldn't thank Matt enough for, you know, all these years of support.
Yeah.
And, you know, being able to engage the Mets and get involved with the team, the organization, the players. Met a lot of interesting people over the years. You know, Sandy Alderson is a very fascinating individual, to say the least. You know, I'm just looking forward to the next chapter, you know, with the evolution of sports blogging and social media combined. I mean, it's a very powerful animal at this point.
Well, and now that you have writing involved with you telling that story, which do you feel for baseball tells the story better, photos or the actual writing aspect?
That's a really good question. I don't necessarily have a good answer for you, but all I know is they work really well together. What I try to do with my photos, you know, I think, you know, you can go to any, you know, any repository like the AP, USA Today, Getty, and, you know, while the pictures are fantastic, and I try and look at them and I learn from them. You know, even, you know, just today I was looking at some, you know, some pictures from the Post trying to get some strategy ideas and things like that. But I what I like to do is I like to tell the story through photographs. So I'll, you know, I like to write about what happened in the photo or what's going on in the photo. Or, like, for instance, I just posted something on Instagram about Dominic Smith, who was the top draft choice from last year, just about what he's done recently with a recent picture of him. So I think that, you know, I like to believe anyway that separates me from what other people are trying to do, and I think both have become a very powerful ally for me. I think their photos and writing have, you know, certainly helped my personal brand as well as the brand of Mets Blog.
I know our generation, sorry to cut you off, but we love pictures.
Yeah.
I think that they tell a lot more of a story.
Yeah, I feel like at this point now we're more apt to click on something and read it with a picture attached as opposed to just all text. And
I mean, I think you need a visual. You know, we can read and read and read, but our attention spans have gotten so short over the years. You know, our you see things like 120 Sports, and you know SNY does this thing called Recapper,
right.
which is something New York minute or 90 seconds or whatever it is, and that's pretty much all you need. But you still need those visuals. The visuals helps engage you and give you an idea of what you're reading,
mm-hmm.
and what the story is. Here's this guy. He's big. He's small. He's a first baseman. He's a shortstop. He's a linebacker. Whatever it is,
right.
and it. I think without it, you can fall asleep on what you're reading, and so I like to include what I photograph as much as I can, what I write and what I tweet and things like that.
Gets all the senses going.
Absolutely.
Very cool. Well, just to switch gears and talk a little baseball, I actually worked at UIC, and I'm from Chicago. We just met a few minutes ago, but how's
Yes.
I wanted to ask you, what do you think has been the reason why Curtis Granderson's been so hot lately at the plate?
Well, he's such a professional hitter, and nothing fazes the guy. I'm sure you know that at this mm-hmm. point. We saw enough of him with the Yankees. I think the days of 40 home runs and 140 RBIs, whatever he was doing in the Bronx, are behind him. He doesn't have that Babe Ruth porch in right field,
right.
which is essentially right behind first base.
Yeah.
250 feet.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. I mean, not to get off on a tangent, but I once saw Alex Rodriguez hit a home run to right center field there. And he was fooled on the pitch. It was a breaking ball. He was out in front. His butt flew out.
Yeah.
But the ball just, it was like it was on a rocket. It just was a line drive and just kept on going. Went up.
Yeah.
And I said, that's just not fair. He looked terrible in that at bat, and he gets four bases for it? That's ridiculous.
So are you saying Bartolo Colon could hit a home run?
I'm hoping.
Speaking of butts flying out.
Yeah, that's it.
it would certainly be fun to see.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's quite artistic at the plate. But anyway, back to Curtis.
Back to a good hitter.
Yeah.
Well, right. We all saw it happen in April, and, he was ineffective, to say the least, and he, has admitted it over time. His struggles were chronicled. He talked about it, but you know what? He never lost his footing. He never blinked. He never got rattled from it. He knows New York. He knows how to play here, and I think just by maintaining the same approach, he's been able to turn his season completely around. I think he's hitting what, 280 since May 1st.
Yeah.
He's hit a ton. He's hit three leadoff home runs, and that's the other thing. He was brought in here to be a middle of the lineup guy, and he's been asked like that to turn into this team's leadoff hitter, because as we know, they haven't had a leadoff hitter since that shortstop left
right.
3 years ago.
It's been a while.
Right.
He must not be named. We'll leave it at that.
He's a nice guy, I'll give you that.
Oh, yeah.
But he's embraced that role, and he not only gets on base, but he has three leadoff home runs. He's done everything, and I think it's just his professionalism. Technically, he's chasing less pitches out of the zone, he's swinging at less off speed pitches, not in the strike zone, and he's connecting with a well above average number of pitches inside the strike zone. So
mm-hmm.
That certainly helps from a technical perspective. But if he had kind of lost his edge, and if he had lost confidence. It's real easy to lose confidence. Just ask Lucas Duda.
Yeah.
He might not be so successful technically, and therefore the results wouldn't be there. And maybe we'd have another Jason Bay on our
oh, God.
So with all due respect
maybe
to Jason Bay, who was
signing.
Very, very open about his struggles, but that was the perception after April. He was miserable. Granderson was miserable at the plate. He's in 130, striking out every other bat. And so the fans thought, well, we have another Jason Bay on our hands. Here we go. Great signing, Sandy. And as it turns out, it was a great sign.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think his experiences plus his ability, just his professionalism has helped him turn his season completely around. And he's, if not for April, I think he'd be in Minneapolis next week, honestly.
Yeah.
And he's been absolutely fantastic.
Michael Barron, ladies and gentlemen. You can find him on Twitter, Michael G. Barron, as well. Check out all of his work on MetsBlog.com. Mike, we appreciate you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Guys, thanks. Seriously, this has been fun. And, I love baseball, and this is awesome in here.
Come and watch a Met game with us.
I'll see what my wife has to say.
She can come too.
I'll tell her that we've been invited.
That's awesome.
Perfect. That'd be awesome.